And then, like you said, like being honest, right? The reason I have to be honest with my friend, I have a simple rule. I think it's really important for anybody, young entrepreneur, to start, right? We all have friends. We have a ton of friends, right? But you have specific friend who's helpful, and some friends are not so much helpful, right? But point I'm trying to come to this conversation is like, I was talking to my buddy, Larry from Chef Chu, right? The restaurant, Larry Chu, right? And then I'll say, what is the definition of friendship, right? And then my answer was simple. I just need somebody who tell me the truth, right? If I'm sitting there and then something bad is happening, and then I want you to say, that was stupid. Right? If I do something stupid, nobody says something, I need you to call me out. That's a true friendship. That's their best friend. That's a person you know he's honest to you because no matter what, how great you are, he will tell you how bad you are. So when you start your business, right? My first restaurant, I usually give my example, Fair Miserable, right? So, when I started my first restaurant, It was a massive fail, right? I thought I can do it, and then it was difficult. But it took me 3 years to get out of there. It took me a lot of energy to get out, and every single saving I had, and then I could not survive. And then the only person who supported me on that part was my wife. Literally, my wife was paying my my bills at the beginning of and paying as much she could, every saving she had. And everything. That's how you know passionate about your wife, right? And every single thing. Yeah, so I was very grateful for that. But when I started a business, right, it's me, Kaki and Yang, right? I can do this. I'm the best. And you get this friends of yours back then who comes in, and then you hire this chef, and then you hire these people. They come in, and I will do the testing. We start testing, right? So because my focus is a little bit out up there, right? So my chef comes in and try the food, right? So when I ask my friends, give me your opinion of the food and how this tests, right? You know what everybody said? Tastes great, right? Tastes great. So I assume it was great. So you go over and then you realize after times like that's not so great. But because those friends, they were scared to tell me the truth, right? Those friends didn't tell me how bad the thing was. Those friends didn't tell me anything about anything, right? So if I had to go back to start that restaurant and no fail, would be remove all those people on that table, get a new friend to put it there. Because what you need, it's the people who will tell you the truth. If you go there at your office and you say, I'm to do this, and you're going to win, and what you think, everybody, yeah. And you get one guy and be like, no, that's a bad freaking idea. That's the guy you hire in your company. So because he tell you and he tell you, we have to have a reason. You cannot just say bad idea just to be the opposite. So a lot of people are going to hear that and just come back and tell me, it's like, tell me about, you know, how bad I am. And I'm saying, like, you have to have a valid answer why it's bad, right? Tell me the truth. So that's my point. So if you're starting on company, you want to be successful, and then just get the right people around you, and then you'll be fine. If you get the right people, it's people who tell you the truth. When it's time to tell you how great you are, they will tell you. And when it's time to tell you how bad you are, they will tell you. Just don't get the yes men. I call them the yes men. Don't get the yes men people because they're the worst. They tell you how great you are, but they never tell you how bad you are. So that's why my value lesson in all this, right? It's to become successful, you have to have the right people around you. And then the reason why I love my wife, she's no yes ma'am, right? She'll tell you how bad you are, and she's still doing it for years. Like if I'm studying something, she said, no, that's a bad idea. I'll still do it, and I fail 90% of the time because she's right 90% of the time, right? But the point is, she's always on top of it. I mean, she's always telling me the truth when I need it. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. A thousand times over. It makes sense. What a valuable lesson that, you could teach a class on it, but thank you for gifting us.
It's what I look back, what's my fairing, it's the biggest fairing is that restaurant, right? And then I have a fair after that, right? After that, I start opening a new one and I start doing okay. I didn't do well. I didn't do money successful, right? I did 6 or 4 because I was happy with my family and every single thing else, right? Vamandine, I mean, is everybody thinks this is great 6 or 4 things, yeah? Financially, don't forget, with those 2 years of a pandemic, so I had to pay a lot of bills and you're trying to catch up, you're playing catch up. Financially, window. But my team and everybody else, we're just happy. We're just 6 or 4 because we still have something on the legs and just moving forward, right? So I'm 6 or 4 in that part, right? So yeah, just have the right people. Have the right people to make sure to take you to the next level.
Oh, yes. That lesson can't be learned soon enough for all of us in whatever area of life we're talking about, whether it's, you know, work and business or, you know, anything where we are starting a new endeavor or taking on new responsibility. And what I hear you saying too, Jean-Luc, is yes, those people in your life who you trust, who you know will be honest, who will say that's bad or no, you know, that they're doing it because they want you to succeed. It's not just, not about, you know, it's not about criticizing just to criticize.
True. I mean, hey, my wife will cook and she make me try something. If you want me to try something, you want my honest opinion. And I'll tell you my honest opinion. It's no good. Of course, everybody get offended by the negativity, but a good person will go back and be like, so how do I fix the problem, right? So that's the point, right? So if somebody in my team or future business partner said, no, that's no good, that won't work, and then tell me, and I'll go back and my paper and start over again and do it.
That's right. It's not personal. It's about succeeding, ultimately. Exactly. That's the goal.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
And I think that two things come to mind is, you know, if you are self-conscious or insecure, then that makes it that much harder, right? To accept the criticism or accept the feedback. But I think when you, like you said, when you surround yourself with people who you know love you, who care about your well-being, who care about you being successful and accomplishing things in life, if you can trust that it's sincere, that they care about you, right? And they have your best in mind, they want to see you happy, then I think, it doesn't have to, you don't have to receive it as criticism, as like, oh, I'm a bad person, right? There's no shame. There doesn't have to be any shame. Yeah. I'm bad. I'm awful. I'm never going to get this right. No.
You know,
learn. We have to be resourceful. And I think that's when I haven't known you long, but I've witnessed you. I've watched you in the few times we've interacted. And I know that you're, and also our friends, John and Crystal, have told me that you are very resourceful, you know, and I think that's to me, that is kind of an energy that I like. I like to be around people who are resourceful, who know how to problem solve it and creatively. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I'm at personally in my life is, you know, I used to always want to, as a young person, just do the right thing. I don't want anyone to be mad. I don't want any of the adults to tell me. That was my, you know, people pleasing mode of operation. And it's been such a joy and so freeing, you know, I would say in the last 5, 10 years to learn a different way of living in life, which is, you know, I want to be a good person. I want to do right by people, right? I want to be honest and authentic, but I'm not worried like I used to be about people pleasing, because I think it's also because I've learned about what I want to contribute in the world, right? I have goals. I have a vision. Mm-hmm. It's continuing to evolve.
Yeah.
But once I got clear about who I am and like what my unique gifts and abilities are that I can contribute in a lot of different ways. Like you, I'm a filmmaker and I have a lot of interests. Once I got clear though about, oh, this is who I am, then I wasn't worried about pleasing people, because people don't always even know what is best for you or what your heart's desire is. And once I got to a place where I just accepted, oh, this is who I am and this is what I have to offer. Mm-hmm. So much fun. There's so much more joy and so much fun. And then learning from mistakes, you know, it's there. I still have my moments where I'm like, I'm not good at this, but I recover so much faster if I ever go there. Right. I'm just like, okay, no, but it's time to take the steps you want to accomplish something. Mm-hmm. So that is a journey. Some people like yourself probably started off much earlier in life with that, with the mentality of just going after things and getting creative with how to make things happen.
Yeah.
For some of us, that comes a little later in life because we have to kind of work through our own, the blinders or just the way that we were raised, it's not even always because of our own doing. Sometimes we're told certain things about how we're supposed to live in the world and behave. And as a female, there are certain things that you're told, you know? And so I think that's quite a journey, but it's amazing when you can just soar and just say, I'm going to make mistakes, but who cares? I'm working towards something. I've got a goal. So I share.
Yeah, that's really good. That's pretty much it. That's what it is. Learn from your mistake. That's what we're learning with now. Just fix it from there. That's what you want as much as possible, right? So yeah. And yes. So you're saying like you started late. I mean, like just becoming your own entrepreneur, or you starting just to feel this way because before you just. You had a regular life, a regular single thing else. You're just like, okay, I'm done with this. Let me just try to do this way. Is that what you're thinking though, when you say late, starting late to become an entrepreneur?
That's an interesting question. I think that not just an entrepreneur. No, I think the starting late was waking up to the fact don't have to live in a little box.
That way. Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So when I got to that place, and it opened up all kinds of possibilities to become an entrepreneur, to create my own projects or create the podcast or, you know, that awareness though, and that shift in, it was really about knowing myself, you know, and sort of accepting who I really am, not who I was told I was by certain people in my life early on. I was told a lot of things about myself that weren't, not that those people had bad intentions, but they were doing the best they could. But I was given information about myself, about who I was in the world and how I was supposed to operate that wasn't actually really truthful. It wasn't really based on truth. So I had to untangle from that. It took many years to untangle. But I was determined. I mean, I was never going to stay tangled for long. That's not my personality. I was born 2 weeks early, feet first.
Yeah.
So my mom always says, you were coming and you weren't going to wait for anybody to tell you it was time.
You're ready to go.
I was supposed to be a cesarean section. Yeah, didn't wait for any of that. So I think I have a lot of determination. I have a lot of resilience, you know, and I have a strong will. But a lot of that was, a lot of those qualities, I think, were kind of stifled. They were covered by people who I think, you know, thought they were doing right by me. But I had to just learn that, nope, that's not the way I need to operate in the world. Yeah. So
sometimes you have to make hard decisions like that. And that's you know, just sometimes time to move on. Go forward,
yes.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, yes. So, yeah, it's wonderful to, you know you now and you know, I've shared a little bit about some of the things I want to do and accomplish.
We need to sit down and talk to me a little bit more about that process you went through. I mean, maybe this is not the right place to talk about it, but that'll be interesting to hear a little bit more about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm open to that.
And then yes. I had one question for you. I had a quick question. So you're Please. Talking about the success and the business, right? So what is your definition of success? How do you feel like, I told you mine, right? So what would be your definition?
Thanks for asking. My definition would be where I am, I'm thriving. I'm offering my gifts, my strengths, my abilities in my unique combination, offering that to humanity, to people who can benefit and who are also on maybe a path because I'm a life coach, a health coach, I'm a filmmaker. I want to inspire, I want to inform, I want to help educate so people can grow and heal. Uh-huh. So it's a win-win. If I get to be my best self, my true self, and just play, you know, I want to play all the time. You know, people say I work hard so I can play. No, I want to play while I work. So that would be my version of success. And at the same time, those people who I'm working with, who I'm interacting with, are also growing, evolving, changing, healing. That's the win-win to me. But the important thing is playing while I work. Does that make sense? Because I know that's not how most people talk about it.
Yeah. That's what everybody wants, right? And you have to find a way to get to that one. Play where you work, right? It's just like you're working, but you're having fun, right? So that's a very good point. That's my definition of actually successful. It's just like, I may not make money, but I'm having fun doing it. So if I can do that, then I'm happy.
Yes. High five.
I was just curious about that point. Sorry, you take about. And then it was one of the questions you asked me earlier, and I forgot to ask. I saw in the email you were asking me, is like, how did I start all this, right? How did I start my first restaurant example, right? So, and I wanted to answer that because it's really important, right? Because I grew up, I was lucky when I moved to France and I had my father-in-law, right? Who is like my dad, right? Helped me when I was in college, going to college, right? Send me some extra cash just to give me money, right? Just to have dinner if I need it because I didn't have that much money, right? So, but when I started my business, I pitched him the business model. He lent me money. And then of course, I had to return it back. And then my wife, too, did lend me money, right? So those are my two people. It was me, myself, my saving, right? My dad. And then, and my wife came a little bit after when I was struggling, but she probably helped the most, right? So that's the reason, grateful for that because she didn't make me give up, right? So most of the family would be like, hey, no, this is bad. That's bad. That's bad. You're failing. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. So, and then they will leave. The wife will leave or be too much tension in the family, right? But she was like, you know what? I prefer having my husband. So whatever it takes. And then she did the effort. So I wanted to answer that question because actually, this story I never shared to anybody. Yes, I did tell people, I shared for a lot of people. I did fail my first one ever. I mean, but I didn't fail it because I keep going until I find a way, right? So, but to do that, so it's technically not failing because it's the same company kept going for many years and still going strong now, right? It's just, it was so difficult, I almost quit, and it's just people around me, the right people around me, didn't allow me to quit, right? My father-in-law doesn't like quitter, and I was trying to marry my wife. I was like, I'm not quitting because of that. So I had to stay working hard, and then my wife injecting some cash here just to help me to survive until I get my feet, right? And then, So I want to acknowledge that. That's very important for me because I got lucky. So not everybody get luck and every single thing else, right? So that's why.
Thanks for sharing that story. And I don't know if it's luck, though. I think that it was just part of your journey.
I do believe it's luck. I think I think for me to be here from Africa, I mean, look the ad. I'm sitting in Los Santos, right? Beautiful, gorgeous view of a house, right? And then and I come from, if you Google Burundi, right? And just look, they still have problem right now, right? So that's the reason I can go. I can take my kids, right? But if you see from there, how did I get here, right? It would not happen because I'm Superman. It would not happen because my mom is Superman. It would not happen because whatever people around him is. It's, I would say, it's a lot of luck, but I made sure the luck became truth, right? So I made myself sure to be in the right position to get the luck to come in. Yes, that's how I described it. So I'm not saying it's a pure luck, right? I have to find my way to be in the right position. So when the luck strike, I can catch it and go with it, right? So that's the best way to describe. That's what I try to describe to people. It's like, I'm not lucky, but I find my way in, right? I find my way to be lucky. And that's just be around the right people, doing the right project, and then making sure you know, and like thinking about what is good, what is wrong, right? So things like that, yes.
I hear you, Jean-Luc. And yes, I think maybe it's fortune. But at the same time, the reason why I kind of push back on the idea of luck, because luck makes it seem, in my mind, I think when I've heard people say lucky or luck, it makes it sound like they had no control. They had, like, they weren't a part of the process, but that's not true. And you're, I mean, you're right. Who you are is everything about why you are where you are. And I'm only saying that for other people, not to you, but so that people listen.
So the way I describe it, it's right. You have chance. Everybody's smart. Everybody went to school, right? I'm the middle of the line of the school, right? How come I'm here, right? Yes, could be a lot of stuff, but if you look on the paper, right, it's I'm the guys who doesn't have the chance to be successful, to be a CEO of a company, right? It's, I'm not even close to that, right? Yes, I had the heart to do it, right? So my way was, if I cannot beat them on this vertical, which vertical I have to find a way to do it. So I go to that vertical, hopefully I'll get a kick, I'll get something to help me the next level, right? So in one way, it's maybe the word luck, I'm very bad for, right? So I usually say things and then maybe luck is not the best way to describe it, right? It's more about how, it's more about I do feel lucky, right? I do feel like a lot of project I did, I just hang gun on it and then everybody will fail. I just keep going and then keep going and then just the luck show up and I get to the next place, right? So that's where my luck comes from. Yes.
And please know that there was no criticism of your use of the word. I wanted to point it out for other people. So that when other people listen, because maybe for me, you might use the word lucky and I think maybe blessed is the word for me.
Blessed, that's good. That's a good one.
But I'm not saying that has to be your word. I'm just saying that's how I kind of think of it. Because I think we all have a destiny. We don't always know the roadmap, but we know we're sort of, if we're open to it, we know we're heading somewhere. And yeah, there'll be obstacles, there'll be challenges. But if we're being true to who we are and honoring that, you know, the path will keep unfolding for us, even with bumps and obstacles. So, you know, it's, but I hear you. You're appreciative of all that you've received.
And I do believe, okay, don't get me wrong. Right? The luck part, it's more about you could start something, right? If you, there's no call to luck. If you don't have the extra things on top where nobody knows, the universe part doesn't know, it may not work. Right. So, how do you start that spark? Right. How do you start that little things to go to the next part? It's difficult. So that's, for me, that's called a luck. Right. That could be a different term. I'll call the spark. Right. Maybe that's I need a spark just to be able to explode and to move forward. Right. So
that's like
I have a lot of people in high tech right now who's like have a great idea. Some of them ideas so advanced. Right. When they started, they failed because they were too advanced. They were too on the future, right? They should have it there, right? Because the spark didn't hit for them to succeed, right? But they dropped down. Now they're starting the same company 10 years later. They shut down that one, and now it's become successful, right? So, but they never give up. They kept it there. And then somebody told them, hey, how about you just try it, right? Try it again. And they tried it again, and it's working, right? So, it's a lot of that part, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like it's just a lot of little piece part like that, like the right timing, right? I don't know why you call it luck, whatever it is, but that's the idea. I'm not taking that offensively when you say that, right? It's luck or no luck. It's because I always talk to people about it, right? I was, you know, I'm lucky. I feel like I'm lucky just to ever accomplish whatever I want to do, right? So far.
Right. And in everything you're saying, what I hear, Jean-Luc, is that for those people, if you show up, then things will happen. They may not happen exactly the way you picture them, but things are going to unfold for you. But I think it's if you maybe say, I want this, but you're not maybe able or you're not willing to take the steps, well, then of course it's not going to manifest, And so we have to be willing to take the steps, which takes courage, which, you know, you have to have the will and the drive, and it could be in the smallest way. Some people, not everyone's going to start a business, but whatever they want to accomplish, if they really want to make it happen, you know, they've got to show up and be a part of the process in whatever way feels authentic. So I appreciate everything that you're offering. A lot, you have so much wisdom, so much experience,
too
and
old,
a lot of insight.
Too old. See, I have white hair now. I'm not that old, but that's
well, that's the thing, is we all should be learning, and it's always helpful to learn from people who have more experience. And often that comes with age. Not mm-hmm. always, but often.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, it's
no, we need experience to become great, right?
And that's part of that community building, you know, yeah. is a and helping different generations move forward depending on where they're at on their path. And so I hope that you, I don't know, I feel like you should, you know, teach a class, but actually I think your class is just what you already do.
Yeah. Just come to see me. And then I just talk to me. And that's the only thing I do in Los Santos. People just, I walk in the street and I would just get people asking me questions. No question in a bad way. It's like, hey, so how's things going? And then, what do you think we should do? And then, you know, and then for me, it's just do this. I don't tell them what to do. I just tell them my mistake and people learn, right? From it. Right. But, It's interesting. The whole thing is interesting, especially in Los Santos. It's very interesting.
That's so true. I don't live there, but I know the town.
Yeah, you know
and
the town very well. It's just like a very interesting, dynamic place, right? It's just, you don't know who's next to you. You don't know who's on your left. You don't know who's the right? It could be somebody unbelievable, somebody normal, right? So, yeah.
That's so true. And I used to think of it when I first moved to the Bay Area. I used to think of it as a sleepy town, but I think that
and that's what came in.
Yeah, there's a lot more life now.
The single reason why I live here, and then the town is dead. And then if I have to go drink, I have to go to my bar in the city, or I have to go to Mountain View and stuff like that. We have a town here, and then I was lucky enough; I had the right people around me, and then. Robert Hinman, one of the real estate person in town, right, gave me the opportunity to say, just take that space. This space is dying. Nobody wants it. Just take it. Just move in and create this cool bar. Everybody talk about it. We open until 2 a.m. People still show up and it's packed, right? And now everybody, all the restaurant around it, right, is moving up. Restaurants are opening. Right? I'm not saying I started, to just be clear, right? There was a lot of more restaurants around it. It's just I brought the nightlife a little bit more interesting, right? And it just became the cool space. Now the town is great. You have Flores, a new cocktail lounge. You have the Post on the other side, right? You have Tremonti. We have the food hall with a new concept coming up. You know, ASA, it's just for me, I'm happy. So my wife hates it now because we don't get to go to the city anymore. Because only where we go, we go to the community. She doesn't hate it, but she's like, again, to the Los Santos. So, yeah. So like you, as everybody thought it was sleepy, it's not anymore. It's a cool little town. So that was the part of the community. All of us, all the restaurant community, we put it together, put energy just to make it happen. Yeah.
We might be recruiting people. We might be getting more people moving in now after they listen to the podcast.
If you own a restaurant and you want to have a cool place, contact you and just contact me and we'll find your space. We need more restaurant. We need more cool bar, new concept. It doesn't have to be restaurant bars. Anything cool just to make this little town incredible. We're here to help. I'll be here to help. I'm not sure anybody else. I won't speak to anybody else's mind. But I'm here to help.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Jean-Luc, if there's nothing more that you wanted to talk about, I have one final question before we end. Okay, I ask every guest this question. I'll ask you now. Which television show, new or old, doesn't have to be your favorite, but which television show, new or old, do you recommend and why do you recommend it?
Yeah, I don't think one else would be a good one. I really like Crazy. Okay, I'm just going to say things I like, right? And then I won't recommend anything, right? But I'll say the show I watch, don't laugh about this. Every night to sleep, I do all the season and I start over again for the last 5 years. Right, so it's just my background isn't about background and every single thing else, right? It's Married and Children. Married and Children, right? The reason why, because I watched it when I was in France, it was dub. It's a different voice, French dub, right? And then that was funny. It was like it. It was just because the American dream growing up in France is like, that's how they live. That's how I wanted to. And then when I came to the US and I learned how to speak English very well and every single thing, I started watching. It's funny like crazy, right? For me, I think it's the funniest show. But in our generation right now, this show won't work because it's too, it won't work, right? But for me, it's my little dirty secret. I sleep with it. I watch the whole season and I will catch it. I don't memorize the land. I just don't want, purposely, I don't want to memorize the land because I want always to be surprised again for the comment, right? So married with two children, that would be the show I would like. It's my go-to. Why? Because family was struggling, trying to figure out the way out, right? And then also for me, it's remind me how to be humble every single time because that TV show basically is a really poor family trying to make it, right? And the second one would be Malcolm in the Middle, similar style, similar craziness, regular family just trying to make it, right? So those are the two TV shows. I know it's weird, but. That's me.
Yeah. It's not weird. This is Shine Without Shame. There's no judgment and everything is welcome. That's brilliant. And shows about families who are struggling, who are working.
It's the best. That's what it is, right? I'm getting attracted for family TV show about struggling family, right? Because you remind me where I'm at right now, married children remind me basically. Great. Nope. I'm not even close to that. That is actually the middle class compared to what we grew up with, right? So, but it just reminds me struggling, right? Just not being popular and people hate you because you're doing a bad job, right? So I don't want to be that guy. So I need to work harder to get a better job, right? So that's basically it.
I'm trying to imagine Al and Peg Bundy dubbed in French. Oh, that's
you have to go Google it. Great. You have to find your French version. It's And then we changed the whole. So I did compare one year during the pandemic, I was watching both in the same time. So I put play in the same time just to see if the sentence makes sense. The whole sentence in French would be different story. Oh. When they would see it because they could not cover the mouth things. So it would be a little bit different. It wouldn't be as funny also. And then, but the American version is just, as soon as I started listening to that, I was like, wow, this is so good. So. Do all the 10 season and over for the last 5 years. So next to my bed, I have my iPad and I just put it on and it's just another background. And I just hear I just hear everybody talking and I'm just happy on that.
That's perfect. Yeah. 10 seasons. I didn't realize it had gone that long.
If I'm finishing with that, actually more. I think it's 10 or 11. I need to verify that. Yes, 10 or 11. Hmm. And then the other one I'll mix between, it's Malcolm in the Middle. So I'll put it between that and there and just like change it and stuff like that. Weird. I know. I'm a geeky.
No, it's great.
I'm still stuck in the 90s, right?
I hear you. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Jean-Luc. Thank you for joining me today,
Thanks for inviting me.
Of course, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing your powerful stories and for inspiring everybody who's thinking about starting something new, whether it's a business or a project.
Just start.
Giving us some steps to take that are important for success. Yeah. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. And then we'll see you in downtown.
Yes.
All right.